I'm R. Margulis.
And welcome back to the Faces of Men podcast. Hello, my host Michael.
And I'm your host Jesse.
And we are covering Season 6, Episode 8, No One, which is obviously the final scene with Arya and Jaqen. Hopefully you've already watched that far. if so, suck it. I don't care. All right, so it's all ramping up, right? We got two episodes left. Next episode's going to be the best one of the season.
Yep.
I'm going to call
usually
it
usually is, yep.
And then season 10 will be a wrap-up, maybe a few oohs and ahs, like, oh, shit, what are they going to do about that next season? Not much changed in the intro, but this time I did happen to recognize, oh, it has rivers running.
It does?
Yeah, the castle sits on...
Makes sense,
on
I didn't realize the map was that end.
Yeah, so it sits on a... what the hell is it? Oh, it's not. A delta is the terminus of a river where it spreads out, and you know, at the end of it, where delta, the term is a confluence.
That makes sense.
I want to say congregation or conflagration, which obviously is not it, but it's a confluence.
I use that term all the time to mean pretty much that same thing, and just never thought it would apply to rivers.
So, yeah. Geography, and I had to look that up. I knew it was there. It's kind of funny that I noticed it this time. It actually played a role later on in the episode. So we'll drop right into the recap. We begin in Braavos. We see more acting of the Joffrey death scene, right? Oh, the crowd's so into it. It's a tearjerker.
She totally used Arya's suggestion. She would be angry. She got angry.
Yeah, that's right.
Looks like she had a little...
And it was, I guess it was actually more effective with the audience. Yeah, so everyone is taken with Lady Crane's performance. And of course, she finds Arya in the dressing room, wounded. She gets her wounds dressed. I guess she fucked up Bianca's face. She said, with a face like that, what I did to her face, she'll never find another job.
Just.
Which is the other actress
street chest.
That Arya assumed took out the hit.
I kind of feel like she'd have enough pull to keep...
Yeah, I don't know.
Sort of.
What is the networking capability of thespians?
How many acting?
But we find out that they're moving the Pentos, which is like, you know, down the way towards Meereen there. And I thought maybe, you know, that thing, maybe Arya's going to travel down that way with them. Yeah, they're teasing us. And Arya says something. She says, Essos is east, Westeros is west. What's west of Westeros? No one. I guess that's actually where the Targaryen ancestors came from with the dragons. Isn't that what they, historical.
So you think she's going to ride?
Ride back. I don't know. But we close the scene with Lady Crane giving her milk of the poppy, which Arya first, but then it's like, hey, the only way you're going to heal up is going to die. I don't know what. Milk of the poppy kind of have a real world.
Yeah, it's an actual.
Is it?
It's laudanum. It's
laudanum.
Essentially.
An opiate. Yep. It's poppy. We leave Braavos and go to the Riverlands, and holy shit, the dude just tried to stick his finger up the kid's ass. So there's like four people around a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of blocked that scene.
And I'm like, whoa! He's getting frisky with that boy, and then he smells it, and it's like, smells just like pussy or some shit like that. I'm like, oh, that's fucked up.
Dirty old man.
Fucked up. But before this fun scene between mates could get too far, the young guy who got fingered gets his head fucking chopped off.
That nice little pan tilt where you see Sandor just like stalking towards the menacing with an axe.
Yeah, so the guy who did the fingering, who got the gold finger, you know, was like all deer in the headlights as Sandor stalked up with the axe, and the guy turned around just in time to have his head removed from his neck. So Sandor cuts everybody down except for the one guy. And he asked him, you know, where's the one in the yellow cloak? Talking about the guys that actually to his village and murdered everyone. And, you know, the guy's like, fuck you. And he's like, fuck you? Those are your last words? Come on. You can do better than that.
And then more Sandor. Yeah.
More classes. He's like, you're a shit at dying. It's like, God, you can't even die right, man. So we leave a pissed off Sandor. And we head back over the Narrow Sea to Meereen. Oh, we got some charismatic... quote-unquote, priestesses there to spread the word. I guess a little bit of beauty helps persuade the men. And then we see Varys is leaving poor Tyrion all alone with the remainder of the dickless council.
Yeah, specifically he's going
to Westeros to get friends, right? So he's basically going back to Westeros to network with the powers that be over there to be able to recruit people to...
What do you think he's...
And ships.
We can talk about that more.
And ships. He said he wants ships. But it's a secret mission, right?
Yep.
And then we leave the most famous dwarf in Meereen. Oh, excuse me.
In the
most
world.
Famous dwarf in the world. He kind of looked sad and forlorn when Varys left, didn't he?
That was kind of like...
We leave Meereen and go to King's Landing, and we see Qyburn announces the presence of the Faith Militant in the Red Keep, which is where he's staying. And then, of course, she asks, well, who permitted him? And no, it's the old buddy-buddy, High Sparrow or High Sparrow, whatever his title is. And damn, when they come out to greet the Faith Militant, they seem a little bit taken aback by the mask.
I think I would be too.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, holy shit, look at that big guy. Of course, they're there to... The High Septum requested Cersei's presence.
And it wasn't such a request.
Yeah, it wasn't such a request. But Cersei's like, it is a request, and I'm denying it. If he wants to talk to me, he can come here. And then they're like, High Septum commands you. Order your man to step aside, or there will be violence. She chose violence, and there was violence. In fact, the mountain rips the goddamn guy's head off.
After taking whatever that nails, we didn't see any blood.
Like a pointy mace, right?
So kind of like
it penetrated the armor.
It was pretty much a club.
And it didn't faze him whatsoever.
Nope.
It basically broke him in half and then ripped his head off with his bare hands. It's brutal! Fucking brutal. Yeah, so that was awesome. I was so hoping for more violence, but instead we cut scene.
I totally thought she was going to back down. She's like, kind of got defended. Well, you know, he said I could stay.
Oh, yeah, so she kind of went whiny.
He said I could stay.
He said I could stay to the trial. Her cousin, right? But she actually was like, I'm with Cersei here. Go take a fucking hike, assholes.
So disappointing.
Go leave the fucking watchtower message on somebody else's door. We don't want to fucking hear it.
Should we?
Yeah, I was hoping that they'd all die.
The preview from the last episode showed pretty much that exact scene, just the violence.
Yeah.
And it's like,
just
well,
the end.
Kind of hinted that there'd be more. And
yeah.
There totally wasn't
it was
more.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
It was disappointing.
If we're not
going to
see the mountain rip people apart this season, I don't know what he's for.
Why do we even have him? There's not going to be any fucking trial, but we'll get back. So we return to River Run. This time we're actually at the keep with the Blackfish, and we see Pod and Brienne arrive, right? And he's like, it's under siege. Poor Pod, the squire. I guess he doesn't have it too, but then he gets snuck up on by Bronn. And when I'd seen this scene in the next, you know, in the previous, at the end of the previous episode, next
didn't
time
show
on,
who was choking him out.
Didn't show who's choking him out. I'm like, fuck, Pod's gonna get fucked up. But no, it's just Bronn. Bronn's there to give him a hard time.
And some fighting lessons.
It's a fighting lesson. And then, you know, there's a short discussion about the fucking Brienne, about how Bronn would fuck her, Jaime would probably fuck her, Brienne wants to fuck Jaime, and would Pod fuck Brienne? And he's like, I'm a squire. So fucking what?
Irreverent.
And then, you know, they're discussing, you know, about how he's a squire and he's learning how to fight. And he's like, whoa, so you're learning how to fight, but how come I can come up and sneak up on you, and, you know, behind you? He's like, well, that's a different sort of fighting. Now that's the truth, ain't it? And then, of course, he gives him a quick lesson on fighting and ends up slapping the shit out of him. Of course, you know, everybody wants to slap the shit out of a squire.
Always keep your guard up.
Everyone wants to hit a fucking squire, man. And we see Brienne and Jaime, they're discussing Sansa. He thought her dead, but her...
Basically his own kind of
right. Sansa. And so she's kind of there wanting to... Well, first of all, she's there to discuss recruiting the Tully army for... Sansa and Jon Snow. And of course, he's kind of like, well, they're kind of preoccupied at that.
But she gets a promise out of him.
She does. So she has until midnight to convince the Blackfish to march out with his army. And Jaime will for sure let them live. And did you believe him? I think he would have. I think
maybe
he is pretty honest with
him. Yeah, but he seems to be showing. They seem to be driving his character back to
the asshole. Do whatever it takes.
Do whatever it takes to just why he a child out of a tower.
Yeah, but so, I mean, he could have killed Edmure. But of course, he's,
which is playing it.
But he okay.
And
we'll
he
get
said,
back. To
he
that.
Said it. Yeah,
we'll get back to that. So Brienne wants to try to persuade the Blackfish to leave his home to go defend someone else's home, which I immediately thought was not going to.
As soon as he said that, those okay, that's a real stupid.
Yeah. Not that you say it that way. My request really sounds fucking retarded. Oh, I'm sorry. Insane. And then, but before she leaves to go talk to the Blackfish, she actually tries to hand back the sword. Jaime gave it. He's like, no, it's yours. It's always. Which is kind of crazy considering there's maybe, what, 10 Valyrian swords that we've known to exist
yep.
at this date?
And we know that they're...
We know that they're highly effective against White Walkers, but not everybody knows that. And then, before she leaves, she kind of says, well, you know that if this comes to a fight, then I'll have to fight you. He's like, well, of course you. Why would I expect anything less of you?
It was just a part of that scene just kind of awkward, because he was trying to be...
Right. Well, that's kind of...
Fits their character.
Yeah, right? Fits their character. And then, but they both say, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
So that's sort of, so what do they name that? Oath is kind of funny, because you think about Jaime's Oathbreaker.
Well, that's why they named it Oathkeeper, so that he was hoping...
Him.
A little bit.
Away. Yeah. And so it really...
Yeah, but...
So he is both sides of that coin.
We'll get into this in the deep dive. So she goes up to the keep and tries to convince the Blackfish to surrender. And of course, like we just said, well, you're asking me to leave my home to go defend somebody else's home. What? Why the hell would I do that? So he's not going to surrender.
Kind of got
but he thing. Does break some shit down for them. First of all, he wasn't even going to consider Brienne. Like, yeah, I know who you are. I knew your father. Well, I know who my niece is. But when she breaks it down, he finally takes and reads the thing. And then he gives her an honest answer. Look, even if I can't, you know, we're here, we're stuck here, we're occupied, you know, there's an army at our gates.
And he's kind of threw out the same questions. Would Jaime have him pass? I don't trust him. That's pretty much what he said. I don't trust him.
And then so she tells Pod to send a raven out. So we leave River Run and that complicated mess, and we go back to King's Landing. Cersei and the Mountain arrive at the throne room for a royal announcement that she had no clue about. And of course, the Hand was like, she's like, why wasn't I told? He's like, okay, there's going to be a royal announcement in the throne room. Right now. And of course, he won't let her stand with her son while he makes the announcement, so she has to go stand in the gallery with the rest of the women. The
announcement's for her.
Yep. Tommen is, at this point, I'm considering basically lost her. And I wonder if he's going to shed tears at his death, or maybe tears while he's, I don't know, we'll see. But Tommen makes the proclamation that from now on, trial by combat shall be banned, because it's a brutal... nasty affair that the gods would never allow, and crown and the gods are the two pillars of our society, so therefore trial by combat and Cersei's only hope, basically she's been hoping this since what, the end of the fifth season, is kaput
by seven septums.
Yeah, well, that's not gonna go well for you.
Nope.
But right before that, we see the reaction from Cersei. I'd say she's pretty hurt by her son there, and she can't even get to him to talk to him, which of course he made sure that she couldn't talk to him and influence him. At least he knows how weak he is in some form or, you know, even though he's being deluded by one hand, at least he knows at the other hand. And we find Qyburn mentioned something to her while Tommen's walking out. He's had his little birds look in on that rumor she asked about. Now, I don't exactly remember what rumor she asked about, but we can talk more about that in a deep dive. So we go to Meereen, and we see Tyrion. He's convinced Grey Worm and Missandei. Missandei's kind of into it, and I think Grey Worm's...
Tell jokes.
Yeah, the tell jokes.
Tell jokes, too.
Tell jokes.
That's it.
So, you know, Grey Worm's like, the Unsullied do not drink wine. Like, why is that? Is that the rules of your masters, or is that, you know, your rules? And he's like, oh, well, then I guess I'll drink. I don't want to...
He's right, though, yeah.
Yeah, he is right.
Tyrion really knows how to play people.
And Missandei's like, I've drank wine before, it made me feel funny. He's like, that's how you know it's working. And then he goes, he kind of does this little aside where he's like, after all this shit's over, I want to own my own vineyard. I'm going to create my own special batch of wine called the Imp's Delight, and I'm only going to let my... He's got simple plans. I like his simple plans. I hope we get to see him bottle some Imp's Delight after this is all done and everything's said and done.
Yep.
But, so, he's wanting everybody to tell jokes, and of course, these two don't know jokes. So he tells a joke about three lords, right? Stark, a Martell, and a Lannister. About what they do when they get a beard to fly in their ink, right? Great, it's all totally lost. Aren't they all enemies? Well, so...
Unless it was just about their... Which
it was about their character. So...
It was definitely made up by Lannister.
The punchline was the Stark would take the fly out and demand it to spit the damn, you know, damn ale back out. You fucking spit it out. That's not... But then we find out it's a bad time to be. Missandei tries to tell a joke. Grey Worm tries to tell a joke. It's basically about him telling jokes, right?
Yep.
It's totally a meta joke. Which is kind of funny. Everybody legitimately laughs. But then we hear the alarm bells. Totally terrible time for a Grey Worm to be drinking. So he's totally like, I can totally see I'm never drinking again because you never know when trouble's going to come up. They rush outside to see the fleet of the masters come, right? Missandei informs everybody, oh, they're here to get the property, or the property that you actually returned to them.
Kind of like a big I told you so.
Yeah, it's like, you don't get to talk. It was your talking that got us into this. Well, fuck, that kind of backfired, but I'm thinking it backfired just in time for Daenerys to show up with all her blood riders, which comes to fruition a couple scenes later. But for now, we go back to River Run, and we see Jaime meets with Edmure and talks about reuniting with him with his wife and son, which he has not seen conception.
And Edmure shows a lot more backbone, and he has less of the food.
Right. So, yeah, so he kind of bites back at Jaime. But Jaime, I think Jaime broke it down, right? So he's like, look, I don't give a fuck about anybody here. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about any of these assholes out here. None of my soldiers. The only thing I care about.
Including launch your baby.
Right. So he basically said, I'll kill you and your wife and your kid, and I don't give a shit. So long as I get back. And I think the threatening of his kid probably did him in. So he goes and does Jamie's bidding. He goes up to the drawbridge, and there's a short standoff between the Blackfish and Edmure's men. Edmure's actually the rightful lord.
How? Retired.
So his father was the rightful lord, and therefore he's the rightful. Doesn't matter if Blackfish.
So I thought Blackfish was.
No, he took it back, but. So Blackfish was the brother.
He's the brother of Lord.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know. For some reason, I was thinking. I thought he was.
Uncle. Father. He's Edmure.
Way more. I thought so, maybe he just handed.
But like, no. Retired. So Blackfish tries to tell, I guess, the captain of the guard or whatever, hey, that's not your lord out there. That's Jamie's fucking ass pup. Jamie's got his hands all the way up. So you're not letting him, you're not letting your lord in. You're letting Jamie Lannister. And of course, they're all like, oh, it's my lords. It's some Stark. I guess, does the Stark blood run in all these fools down here?
I guess.
Because that's exactly what a Stark would do. So they let him in. And of course, as soon as he gets there, he orders everybody to surrender their arms and lower the drawbridge.
And Blackfish has that moment.
Yeah.
This is very much an I told you so episode.
But God, Edmure's a weak asshole. But he surrenders the castle. And so the Blackfish leads Brienne and Pod to a boat that's underneath. And this is where those rivers, the fact that it's over the rivers in the play. And of course, Brienne tries to convince Blackfish to come north. You know, don't die for your pride when you can fight for your blood. Like, well, probably far better with you. And of course, he runs off, sword in hand.
Well,
I almost felt like this was a waste of time. I mean, did we even need to delve this deep into it?
Why did we come to Riverrun?
Right.
They didn't pick up
anything. That could have just been some background information. You know, why did we even explore this as much as we did?
What were they there for?
I'm guessing because Edmure does something.
Yeah, I guess it's a way to reintroduce Edmure as a...
Lannister.
Well, yeah. But it's not... They're probably going
to... Well, anyways, we can talk about it later. Because Jaime goes to the parapet. And, you know, kind of overseeing the land that he's the castle. He's Brienne and Pod in the boat down there. And he kind of looks around, makes sure no one else sees him, and waves bye to him. And I want to bring this up about his character. As far as honorable, he lets him go. But we do learn that Blackfish is indeed dead. He died fighting. Which is basically pretty much all he could ask for.
Why didn't they show that?
I guess maybe the old man doesn't work well with choreographed sword fights.
I don't know.
We leave Riverrun and we go back to Meereen and we see that it's truly indeed under siege. The ships did not come here just to pick up slaves. They are launching shit at the city.
Sweet catapult scene. Yeah.
And we hear Tyrion say, okay, I was wrong. I admit it. I was wrong. And that's where we hear the no more talking from you. Your talking gave us this. And then, of course, there's the big thud, right? Throne room, I guess what it is. And I immediately thought, dragon, and what do we get? Just walks in like, I fucking knew it. I knew it's gonna happen.
Hoping for at least a scene where he strafes those ships or something.
Oh yeah, we could have. Yeah,
but there were so many options because you could have had. Well, we'll get into.
Well, where's the Blood Riders? I guess you would have got there first.
Not only that, but you have.
But she wouldn't have left Yara all the whore. And you're right. They're on their way
in ships.
I'm guessing on their way,
and they're badass ships. Like they're pretty much the height of.
Okay,
we can get into
we'll get back to that. So. And then we come back to our final scene in Braavos. We see Arya still alive. Lady Crane is retrieving something. And the Waif arrives. Of course, Lady Crane does not. She's dead. Get the line from the Waif talking about how when the god is promised a name, he gets his name. And now he's promised your name. And then the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, because, you know, Arya starts off running. I'm like, where the fuck is her shit?
I immediately, yeah, it's like, where's the needle? Sword? And then you see her, like, preparing ground one episode after she initially.
Where she blew out the candle.
And set the sword. And it's like, okay, so she's obviously running.
Right.
It's like, clearly she has a plan here.
Yes.
She's not just running
away. But the plan didn't seem all that solid to me. You know, no. Jumping off fucking walls, re-injuring herself. I'm like, man, that... You know, I just was getting ready to say, man, that injury healed up pretty good from the milk of a poppy. And then, you know, she jumps off that tall wall and then she's grabbing her gut and it's all bleeding. And then we see her run down the stairs and into the room. She's kneeling down and the Waif gets there. That's it. The end of Arya is what I thought. But then she pulls the sword out and stands up.
And then cuts that candle.
Cuts the candle down.
And you're like, oh, she's in for it.
Yeah. And then the next thing we see is blood through the House of Black and White. And Jaqen is following it. Follows it right up to a pillar where there's a new face. On the pillar.
Really cut.
Well, I don't know. It was cut pretty well. Just with the blood. And it's the Waif. And of course, Arya's there. And like, you sent her after me? Well, I killed her. So it's kind of like, now we're square. The temple has a new face. We're done here.
Yeah, your move.
Yeah. Well, and he walks right into the point of the needle. Of needle, right?
Yeah.
And while he's talking to her, he kind of has a smirk on his face. Like, I'm totally happy that this is the way things turned out. Because this is what I wanted. And of course, he says, finally, a girl is no one. She's like, no, fuck that shit. A girl is Arya Stark of Winterfell, and I plan on returning home. And And that's kind of when the smirk happened. And she turns to leave. So she's going back to Westeros, to Winterfell. All right, so deep dive.
It's not like she was.
I want to first talk while it's on, yeah, while it's on the top of my head. Jaime. So you don't think that he would have let the arm leave?
I don't know. At this point, they're kind of showing that, you know, good.
Has he done anything overly bad?
He hasn't really had the chance to.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he's willing to fulfill the minimum requirement to go back to King, and that is to recover Riverrun. No one said that the army had to be dead or the Blackfish had to be dead or any of this shit. Only he had to recapture Riverrun.
Yep.
And so that's why I think he would have let them go. That he promised Brienne. I think that's something. And you can see that at the end. He would have been well within his rights to send men down to the river to recover Brienne and Pod, but he didn't.
Yeah, and I think it kind of tells it. They could be a problem for him because now they have a lord, and unless they lock his lord back up,
I think they'll keep Edmure there with a very large contingent. I think Walder Frey's out, though.
So, you know, it'd be the ultimate sort of, like, Jaime has redeemed himself if he marches that fucking Lannister army up, kills Bolton. But I know that's not going to happen. It's wild
speculation. That would never happen.
But, you know, that'd be the ultimate, like, but Bolton is, did Bolton rebel? Did the Boltons rebel when they took
Winterfell? So, okay, not open. But if you remember, his father, Ramsay's father, Roose, had mentioned that they needed to unite the North because it's inevitable that... So, I guess it's...
So, they don't have, like, a truce. Because I feel
they had a deal, but, you know...
Didn't they break it?
How?
Going...
No. That was part of the... So, the deal was, remember, the Red Wedding was the...
That they...
They would destroy King Robb, and then, which would automatically make Frey got River Run, and the Boltons got... And then, of course, Theon kind of fucked things up in the middle where he took, was totally not. So, no, I think they do have a deal, but I think they're pretty sure that it wasn't going to... So, they needed to unite them. All right, so the next thing I want to touch on, the Masters at Meereen. You mentioned Yara's on her way. She's on her way here with ships.
Because that superior would be ships. Ultimate sort of, like, ingratiating.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Because that would... So, they were talking about why would Dany accept her...
Right, because getting two birds with one stone, you'd be basically destroying the Masters again, and you'd have a fleet of ships. So I think it's going to be like, the dragons are attacking, and of course you've got the people defending. Blood Riders aren't going to do shit about ships.
But three dragons are going to sink that fleet, though.
It is, yeah, I would say three, but they only have one operating. The other two are still...
But they're free. The two in the basement are...
I think they...
Not free as in roaming around. Right. They don't have chains. They're probably...
Correct.
And if they see their mother again, I think they're going to attack her. They'll probably do what she wants.
So we'll either see either or a combination of. The dragons wipe out the Master, and then Yara's fleet comes in. It's going to be a combination of. I think we're going to see Yara's fleet come in and keep them, trap them, so they can't flee the dragons. The dragons are going to start raining hellfire down on them. They're going to be like, fuck dragons, we forgot about those things, even though they, you know, 3 years ago, they come and wiped out our town. Totally forgot.
The original.
And they're bigger.
Yeah, the original subduing.
And they're bigger. So I think we'll see the dragons start attacking, you'll see the ships leave, and they're going to sail right into Yara's fleet, and Yara will have seen what's going on, and they'll sink those assholes. And that will be, of course, you know, like a token offering. Hey, look, I'm willing to take your troops to Westeros, as long as you help me, in the end, recover the Iron Isle. I think that's awesome. That would be awesome if we saw that. Will we see it before the end of episode 10? That would be a great final episode.
Yeah.
Danny getting her passage back.
Because that'd be cool to see two battles in one episode, but that's...
I think
the next episode... Because they didn't show Jon and Sansa at all this episode. The entire next episode is probably going to be pretty much to them. Do you think we'll see Arya?
So I think we'll see Arya...
Are you done talking?
Oh, I'm done talking about the Marine.
Ferris. Do you think he's going to die?
No.
I think because part of his...
Soon? Like
part of his establishing influence
the end of the season?
Is... I don't know about the season.
I think he's not going to die before the end of the season.
He's going to die in West. His trip back is... The secret mission is working.
So I think that I can buy into that he'll die, but whatever he's doing will seal the deal for him. His lasting... He will have a legacy of protecting Westeros. You know, that's his whole thing. He wants to obtain a ruler and a dynasty of rulers that's worthy of ruling Westeros.
Yep.
That's his thing.
Because he's going
his
back.
His interest is in the people of Westeros, not fucking lords and ladies.
You know, he said he was going to drum up support for it. And part of his whole thing is under Tyburn's control.
Only the ones that came.
Well, where do you think he's headed back to?
Tyrells. But then again, they've got someone on the throne. The Lannister definitely out.
But part of that will probably be reestablishing his spy.
Maybe he's going to go to the north.
Reestablishing. Yeah, he could go. This could be the link basically puts him and John.
You think Arya and Varys
travel together?
Transport?
That would be sweet. Yep. And then links up and then they end up with John.
And you have all our linkage coming in.
Yep. That makes sense.
That'd be great.
If that's the front. Otherwise,
let's talk about King's Landing. No trial of combat.
I don't think that they're going to even be a trial.
So we saw, if you paid attention the next time on at the end of the episode, the Kingsguard, not the Faith Mill, the Kingsguard comes.
And they'll die.
You think she's going to flee the city?
I can hope for dying. Or
I have been hoping she'd die for a long time.
Or maybe she starts the trial. I don't think she's going to make it all the way through the trial without. I don't think they're going to pass judgment on her. Otherwise, it's going
Well, we got to see the mountain do something besides rip
her head off. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Because basically, if they sentence her, basically, now you have Jaime who's free. He's fulfilled his obligation to run. He's coming back to King's Landing. He'll probably take some.
What?
Because he knows the trial's going
to happen. What if this is a longer game by Cersei?
So that's
what if she played. What if she played the High Sparrow?
That's what I've been. So I mentioned that before that I don't think Tommen's completely under his thumb. I think that. So why did they even show?
I think that he counted on Tommen's weak will. So I think that as far as she's not in collusion with Tommen.
Maybe.
But I think she counted on the way he'd behave. And maybe this is a long game by Cersei.
Because he kind of made that promise that I would become under your thumb at one point. What the hell was that scene? If he's going to immediately turn around and betray it.
Okay.
Like, what was the point?
Something interesting is going to happen to him. And guess who else is still down there that we haven't seen?
There. Yeah, have they?
I thought they were there. I was under the impression they were there. Because
they just took Dorne.
I don't know. The prince that was on the ship that came in with the dead, Cersei's dead daughter. The prince was on that ship, was he not?
Yeah, but we don't know. I thought he died back.
I thought it was still port anchored out in the bay, and that's where they killed him. Regardless, if that's not the case, and the ship was actually outside of Dorne, they were coming.
Yeah, that was their goal.
They were coming for vengeance.
We know
Lady
what their goal
Sand
is. Yeah.
Was there to give vengeance.
Yeah, when is there? When it? I think, so I call it Tommen dies before she does.
I think.
Maybe by the same.
Here's what I think. Whatever. I think we're going to see what the possible outcome of Cersei's long game was, and then she didn't count for the Sand Snake, the monkey.
Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think we'll end with
it? I think we'll see something that hints at it, but I don't think we'll see it.
At least, probably.
It'll
we
be
only got
the
two episodes left.
Yeah. It'll be, but we'll see something that leads us to a hint. Episode 10 wrap-up where it shows people in movement.
Because we know Marjorie's got her own plan, too.
True, that's true.
So it's like, who's playing who? There are so many plots going on in King's Landing right now.
Who's
going
to win?
Yeah, who's coming out on top? Because I don't think Cersei will just be happy taking out the High Sparrow. She's going for total war here. Total domination.
She doesn't want
to. Yeah. She wants to be.
She doesn't want a queen married to Tommen.
Especially not one as skillful and powerful as Marjorie.
Yeah.
She'd be a good
one. That when your son is infatuated with power.
Which makes me wonder who's got his really the High Sparrow.
Yeah, I don't know.
But so
the High Sparrow definitely outplayed the Tyrells.
So let's wipe that. So let's wipe, because essentially we don't know who's coming out there, but I don't think Tommen's going to survive it. Whatever happens.
Yeah, Tommen's days are numbered.
So, who's next in line for the crown?
Technically, if Tommen dies, Marjorie.
So
if she dies and Tommen dies, then you have a power vacuum.
And then whoever basically can fucking fight it out. Because it was still
It'd
supposed
be
to
be between
Stannis.
The Tyrells.
Yeah.
It would be between the Faith Middletons, because we've already heard that the High Sparrow's already said something about overthrowing. I hope they all die.
I'm assuming the fallout has happened. Whoever's left standing.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a huge power vacuum.
That would be interesting. Because then
the Hand would, I guess, be if everybody died, the Hand person or at least the temporary. Because
there's no other
controller.
Major players who.
Well,
really,
the only houses down there are.
I'm talking about like characters.
Well, the Tyrells.
Yeah. So then, if the goal is for in the North finish their job, go South.
Who will they be facing? Who will be?
Because there wouldn't great left.
I think, seriously, I don't know. It'd be interesting what the fuck happens.
And how many Lord of Light chains do we have now?
Oh.
We have the Band of Brothers guy. So they're all on their collision course, it seems like, too.
Oh, I think we left out a scene.
Oh, yeah, the Band of Brothers.
Yeah, the Hanging, right?
Yep.
Shit, totally skipped that. So we find out that those guys at...
So that was a great scene.
Yeah, it was a great scene. We find out that the guys that raided that village that Sandor is at, they were brotherhood, but they betrayed their cause. So Sandor comes along, and they're already getting ready to be hung. What's that one guy's name? Dendarian? Is that not the guy's last name? Dendarian? The guy that's been resurrected, right, with the eye patch?
Yeah.
But we find out that Sandor's already killed him once,
Beric.
Right?
Yeah, Beric Dondarrion. Yeah, you're right.
It's like, I've already killed you once, Din Djarin. I'd be happy to do it again. And Din Djarin's like, well, you know what? You can have one, two of them. You can have two of them. Of course, he starts cutting them down because, you know, he's wanting to take the axe to him, right?
Yeah.
He's wanting to beat him up. He's like, no. He's like, you got to hang him. He's like, can I just chop off a hand? Can I just chop off
just a piece.
Little bit? You know, fingertips, what? No, we got to do this the right way. You got to be hung. So, of course, fine. Sandor takes it. Kicks one out. The other guy starts begging. Please, please. Yeah, fucking right. That's going to work. And he kicks the other chair, you know, the one out from the leader. Din Djarin takes the other guy. And then, holy shit, he's like joined up with the Brotherhood.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I love, did you hear the line? He's like, I prefer chicken.
Yeah. Kind of a nice subtle jab. And it was...
I love that bit.
He's still one of my favorite. He's my new favorite character.
So why do you think you joined the Brotherhood?
I don't know. Maybe just kind of lost right now.
I think Din Djarin said something. You know, it's a worthy cause.
Something greater than myself.
Yes, greater than himself. So that it's really, kind of his redemption.
Yep.
Yeah. How do you think the Brotherhood, maybe the Brotherhood takes the power back?
That would be interesting because I don't feel like they'd really fight John. Especially since there is another champion of the Lord of Light.
Yeah, there'll be three champions of the Lord of Light, right? Because Daenerys already has buy-in from the High Priestess. We have John, who's been a resurrected one.
Alessandra.
Din Djarin there.
Just kind of like setting him up. Where is Bran going?
I don't know.
He's on his way south,
too. He's going south. Yeah. So we haven't seen him. We don't know what's going to happen. I bet we do see next episode or something.
I think he'll meet up with... Because I can't see... I don't know if he... Do you think he'll make a stand? Aren't they going to meet somebody in this? Didn't they say...
Yeah, I thought they were going to Castle Black to meet up with Jon.
No, I thought they had someone specific that they were... Or no, they were going...
Yeah, so he was...
What I was thinking. I was thinking somebody's going to meet somebody coming. They're going to be
Bran's uncle told him that his purpose is to take on...
How he does the dragon. Probably with hopefully with the dragon. There better be dragon working. Before the end of this whole thing, there better be some dragon working.
That's the logical thing that would happen. We've already seen Hodor warrior.
Rest in peace, Willis. Is that his name?
So, they're in the Riverlands. You see him harassing...
Yep. It wasn't...
The phrase?
So they're obviously enemies of that whole... power set there. What do they? Like, we don't know that much.
Do they consider any lords?
Yes. Throw in with it.
And then...
Obviously, so... And then I want to go back to that whole thing, because what the hell was the point of that entire River Run incident? So they're obviously setting something up, because otherwise they...
See some Tully Brotherhood action. Maybe the Brotherhood secures...
Is this their way of...
Maybe the Brotherhood secures his wife and son, which allows him to basically throw off the shackles.
Maybe.
Even though it's sad that, of course, we didn't see a body. It was one of his men saying, but we didn't see, who knows.
But, yeah.
It's 90% likely that he's...
But we know that there's power of resurrection.
There is power of resurrection.
There's a red priest near, right?
There is, yeah. So the Brotherhood.
Yeah. That's not out of the realm. What do you think the point of that entire thing was?
I think because Edmure is going to play some... I think he's going to be he's going to come to a pivot point where he's got to make the right decision to allow the correct people. So it's all setting up his plight and the fact that his wife are... So I think that's what that is. It's setting up Edmure for something greater. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the Brotherhood without banners plays out, because they're obviously in hell to the Lannisters.
Did Jaime promise it? Did he say this?
I think he...
It seemed like he hinted
I think he hinted... The basic premise was, if you do this, why would you give it back? Because all the incentive...
Yeah, I was just curious. I feel like if he made the promise, he would have kept...
And what I want to know, going back to Arya and the House of Black and the House of... I think they have a stake in... And I think Jaqen has a plan. His plan includes Arya. It includes her going back. There's something at play here. I don't think the Faceless is exactly... I think that maybe having the Whites are kind of an anathema to what the God of Death...
Yeah, because they're not staying dead.
Even though it's not them, their souls or whatever, but, you know, that's totally wrong.
So we also find out that they don't really have... Do they have...
Oh, yeah. And they're still assassins.
I don't think they're out of it.
Longer game there that...
That's what I was saying. Not having it.
All right. So we know the next episode is called Battle of the Bastards. Snow versus Snow, right? Ramsay Bolton now legitimized as Jon Snow of Stark. The previews didn't really make it look good for Jon's people, right? Because they had the shield wall fucking with the wildlings. And
if they were in chronological, if they were out in order.
You're right. They do that on purpose.
Because, I mean, you could have that shield wall in there.
So we got this battle. And we still have a few outstanding players that we... So we don't know where...
Littlefinger.
Yep. Baelish. We don't know what he's going to do. I think the turning...
I agree.
For Johnson.
There's no one else set up and in a position to help him.
And I think that they kind of alluded you only have to kill one guy. I think if they did take him out.
Well, you see John issuing a challenge,
yeah,
right?
Everybody.
No, the Boltons don't really.
Yeah, some faction, they don't like, care.
Yeah, so if they knock off
the
head of
that
snake.
Well, if you act like a dog, you're going to be treated like a dog.
Oh, yep.
I think his father's words are going to come back to haunt him.
A prophetic.
What if all his men turn on him there at the last minute in the back? I totally hope. I want to see Winterfell come back and start control, and I want to see the North kind of begin the process, become reunited, and accept the wildlings.
Do you think anyone is going
to... I don't know. What was Davos?
That's kind of what I'm... What are the major players that we have up North?
Well, we do know that if Jon dies,
Karstark, Umber, Bolton, and then we have, on Jon, we have Jon, Sansa, Davos, Tormund. I knew his name right up to... Yeah, Tormund, so... We kind of could have a lieutenant square off, too. We could have a lieutenant square off, Karstark.
Even though those two haven't really...
Yeah, they seem like they don't. I'm just throwing it there.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to play out. I want to say Jon and something. I hope Bailey shows up.
Do you think either of people throwing in... So you think that Ramsay's going to lose this because he's...
So if Bailey doesn't show up here, he's going to show up in...
With
the veil.
The twins.
That would make him an important man, because then both sides would...
Yep, and then he'd kind of have the backing.
In the middle.
He would kind of have the backing of the North or whoever.
He has a connection to them.
Right, and I don't think grateful. And if he does that, that frees Edmure.
Yeah, so Baelish is a wild card. Who else?
I wanted to pull it back. I don't think Davos, if the Starks win.
I'm going to smack you.
If the Starks win.
Yeah, because you know what? They've made Tormund and Davos really fantastic characters. I love those. So I can talk. They're not critical to anything. Other than Jon's getting the wildlings.
Because they actually show... I don't think they show... They don't really show Tormund.
Well, he's with the wildlings as they're backing up away from the
ship wall. So we know he's in the battle itself. And then we see some scene with Davos.
Yeah, he's like over something.
Like protecting. He's got his arm.
But it looked like he heard something.
Or maybe it's a party coming.
Maybe he was looking for the body of...
That happened.
It happened outside of Winterfell.
Oh.
That was the battle, like the third one.
I don't think so. Unless they put that shit up on the wall and flay it.
The first battle of Winterfell was when Theon took it. The second battle was when the Boltons took it. The third battle is when Stannis tried to take it. And this is now the fourth battle. I'm pretty sure I got my count right.
Dollar bill.
Is there any other wild cards we haven't seen? We don't know what the hell's going on with...
He's on his way south.
I don't think you could help him work. Man, it'd be really cool if he brought like an army of direwolves with him.
Oh, that would be like the ultimate Stark ending to that.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, no. So, Ramsay has his kennel of dogs. Right.
Ramsay shows up and wargs into the towns and they turn on Ramsay.
Ultimate betrayal.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet. I don't think... Who else doing... So, the old guy with the grayscale. I wonder what's happening.
Jorah? I don't think he's...
Well, he's not going to be in Westeros. He's off on...
So, he's out of his nest. So, we pretty much can't...
But I think he may come back and save Daenerys again.
Oh, show up in Westeros and save... Yeah. Do you think he'll find a cure for grayscale? Is that...
So, we know the Greyjoys. Yara's sailing to Meereen. Euron is going after her. She's building... We know the Sand Snakes want to strike somewhere against Lannister. Bravos. Arya. Varys is on... Daenerys has arrived, which means that her blood riders were definitely going to see dragons to Yara between a rock and a hard place there.
Now, they've kind of like, so they've...
Over what?
They haven't showed... I mean, they showed some violence in especially pieces
well,
that
I think we're
going to
see a huge fucking battle.
There are pieces...
I heard that they had like 500 or 600 deaths, so this would be the first battle that... Like, if you think back to any of the other battles, they only show like small slivers of it, right?
Yeah, and then
they don't see like huge
to build it out. Yeah.
We saw the huge horde when Stannis arrived.
The gold cloaks. Yep.
But you know, there wasn't really a battle that I've read where they like finally. And there's a dire wolf there with Jon.
At least one
ghost.
Did they show credits
for next episode?
Hopefully they show him. Yeah.
Of course, it could also be the last time we see a dire.
You think we'll see Sam again this?
Oh, yeah, Sam and Gilly, the Valyrian sword
thief. It's Bane.
Yeah. I think we'll see him arriving at the Citadel. Like, you know, it's like them arriving.
Add it to the map.
Add it to the map, that's right.
We'll know when they add it to the
map. Who else is that much?
Pretty dead. Oh, so do you think, we talked a little bit about Cersei and what her trial is. We didn't really talk about Jaime.
Sure. So he took it back and handed over the phrase. He probably left a contingent of his people there. He's not. So yeah, so the next episode is Battle of the Bastards, finale for the Winds of Winter, but the fucking
White Walkers besiege Castle Black.
And whites. Probably right on the trail of Bran. Castle Black will be under the other side. This time, not by wildlings. White Walkers, they're whites.
They don't get tired. They don't complain. They don't mind climbing.
Well, you know, they can climb on ceilings. Tree. That. Against. Oh no, they're going to lose.
I mean, that's, if you think about it, every person that dies then becomes part of that. Humanity's going
to
be.
No, it's going to, I think it's eventually going to make its way all the way down.
I think we went over. Do you think?
And that's when Daenerys will show up.
Dany goes straight back to.
I hope so. God, I'm tired.
That's what I'm saying. You don't think she's going to, it's going to be like, surprise.
I think.
Army of Dothraki.
I don't think they're just going to show up King's on King's Landing after the Battle of.
Because, I mean, that would be great to see the power vacuum come in King's Landing and just come.
Oh, that would be, yeah, that'd be interesting. Power vacuum.
To forest.
Weird. Things are breaking down.
Because I can't see anybody else. Not anyway. That's what I'm saying. I don't think.
You got anything?
Do you think Jaime will live past her?
I think Jaime may make it almost.
I feel like his path. Through.
Or maybe his path. He's the righteous.
I can see him being going for.
Well, I don't know.
If she does.
After that whole, she left.
And the question is, what's doing? Anything and everything to get back to her. What happens when she goes?
We can probably see some, count on some guest resurrect, like some surprise resurrection appearances. I would do it.
Nope.
All right, well, I think that does it for this episode of the Faces of Men podcast. I want to join us. I'm your host, Michael.
I'm your host, Jesse. Valar Ardo Harris.